You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome to another edition of the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite around the world at TWC.ca. Another great show coming to you today here on Travel World. Our first guest is from the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau, Merrill Levitz, the president and CEO of Visit Philadelphia. Welcome to Travel World, Merrill.
Hello.
We're glad to have.
Actually, I'm not from the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. How do you like that?
Yeah, what is your official name? They keep going through different names every time. Time we visit, there's a different name. What is your official title
from,
and your official organization?
Visit Philadelphia, which handles the leisure market. And Philadelphia is such a big destination now that we have two organizations. The Convention and Visitors Bureau handles the convention side of things, and Visit Philadelphia handles the leisure side for people who are coming for fun.
Well, lots of fun to be had in Philadelphia. I've been there a number of times, so has Willem. Willem was just recently there. It's so convenient to get to from all over the Northeast, a big hub for U.S. Airways, great access by Amtrak.
Thank you very much. I think we're going to put you on our next commercial. It is one of the most accessible destinations in the U.S. for Canadian travelers. It's the second largest city on the East Coast. And for those who haven't been there before to us, it's well situated between New York and D.C., but with more budget-friendly travel prices. When I fly to Montreal, it takes me about 90 minutes. I've also done it driving, and it's one day's drive. I think you would say about 725 kilometers, maybe. And people who want to do New York and Philadelphia frequently do, and it's only 75 minutes between New York and Philly. So, yeah, you're right. It's easy to get to and worth the trip.
Well, very much a European influence. I love walking around the whole Society Hill area. There's a distinct architecture to Philadelphia that is, again, unique in the Northeast.
There really is. And, you know, our city was laid out by William Penn in a grid system with parks interspersed because he was coming out of a London that had experienced fire and plague. And so he wanted to make sure that the city was very organized, and it worked. And we've never had an earthquake or a fire or hurricane or any kind of big disaster. So when you mention architecture, you can see three centuries of architecture as you walk from the Delaware River, which is on the east side of Philly in the old city, you would say, Society Hill, where you were. And as you go west, you go century by century by century. So people who love architecture and design just love the feel of the place and the tone of the place. It's a big attraction.
Great dining in Philadelphia. Every corner you turn, there is something unique and some yummy local specialties to be had.
That is true. Like you, we eat very well. We, too, are a port city. There's a huge food distribution center from which food goes to places all over America, and it comes in from all over the world. We have an international population who can cook anything, and we've been recognized a few years ago as an emerging food and fine dining destination, and now we're hailed as arrived. And I guess one sign of that is that we have chefs from all over the world now, including ones who have restaurants in New York who want to open in Philly, because it's just so good. And that's only the fine dining. I'm sure you've heard of our cheesesteaks and hoagies and
pretzels,
and water ice.
Everything.
And you've experienced them, right?
Yes. I mean, the Reading Terminal Market, Pat's King of Steaks. Every place. I mean,
Yes.
They're mouth-watering. I wish I was down there now having a great meal in Philadelphia.
Well, our door is always open, and I know our many Canadian visitors love the fact that when you get your check, we don't have a huge space on the check for all those taxes. And that's true for shopping, too. There's no sales tax on clothing or shoes for men, women, or children, because we believe those things are necessities. Now, if you were looking for furs or jewels or something like that, you would pay a tax, but no sales tax on clothing and shoes. And when you dine, we don't have all the taxes that you do. And as you know, the dollar's on par still.
Yeah, good value to be had in the area, and great shows, events, festivals. The cultural scene in Philadelphia is very vibrant, very alive.
Constantly, and I think there's only more and more. I've been doing this for a long time, and we run the visitphilly.com website and also the You Wish You Knew, spelled as you would text it, U-W-I-S-H-U-N-U.com blog. And if those were books, they would be in the tens, well, Visit Philly would be something like probably 12,000 pages. And that's because people have this new confidence in Philadelphia. As the mayor says, if you haven't been to Philadelphia in the last 5 years, you haven't been. And this resurgence really started, most people would say, I guess, in the mid-'80s. And people have really taken hold of their own city. And there's not a week that there is not a cluster of festivals, special events, big exhibits, special programming, art, theater, music, and in the summer, of course, Under the Stars as well. Sidewalk cafes proliferate, so you have a real see and be seen kind of people-watching scene in between all these great events. It's very lively, and we've had a big influx of people from all over the place, but especially from New York and Boston, who are coming from the art and creative culture scene. And with our big university population and our research and our startups, there are people around and things to do all the time now, including for families. It's become an overnight sensation, and it only took 25 years or so.
Well, I guess my first visit and Willem's first visit was the late 80s. I think my first visit was 1988. I think it was Mayor Good at the time, and then later on, Mayor Rendell, who actually was a guest here on Travel World back in 2001 after he left the mayor's office and was making his initial bid to become governor of Pennsylvania. He also was very instrumental in the revitalization of Philadelphia. One of those events, we've got about a minute left, one of those events to look forward to each year in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Flower Show.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned it. That's such a crowd pleaser, and it is an annual event. It's the oldest flower show in the country, and it takes place at our convention center. This coming year in 2015, it has a kind of a Hollywood glamour sort of theme to it. So that should be a lot of fun. And there are people who come to the flower show every year, and those who come once and return. This coming year, it will be from February 28th to March 8th, and it will be marking its 185th year. So it's the world's biggest, oldest indoor flower show.
Something really to look forward to. Meryl Levitz from Visit Philadelphia, give me your website again and your toll-free number. People can give you some information, get some information. We've got around 15 seconds left.
Okay. The best way to reach us is visitphilly.com. That's Visit Philly, one word, and Philly is P-H-I-L-L-Y, .com. And that would be the very best way to reach us.
To get
or you can go for timely events to youwishyouknew.com.
Meryl Levitz, Visit Philadelphia, and of course, get in from the airport on the SEPTA train, 30 minutes, a great value. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite around the world at TWC.ca, as we continue our exploration along the Northeast corridor of Canada, the United States, great weekend getaway destinations to discover this summertime and throughout the entire year. One of those being Manchester, Vermont. Our next guest is Lana Hobbin, Vice President Marketing, Manchester Designer Outlets, the outlet centers of Manchester, Vermont. Actually, one of the people who really revitalized another little town and made it so special to visit. Welcome to Travel World, Lana.
Well, thank you so much. It's so good to be with you, Stephen. How are you?
Doing great, doing great. And very pleasant memories of visiting Manchester, I guess last month. It seems like last week, but it was been a month now. So
I know. The summer's just running right by, isn't it?
Yes. And what a nice little place to visit, Manchester, Vermont. And the outlets really add something special as well to the visit to the area.
Well, there's so much going on now. There's an equestrian horse show, absolutely beautiful. We have the Manchester Music Festival giving concerts twice a week. And we're all hunkering down now and getting ready for the Manchester Designer Outlet Sidewalk Sales, which takes place August 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And it's very, very exciting for the Canadian customer because if they stay away from Canada for 2 days and come hang out in Manchester, they can go home with $800 duty-free per person. And there's never any clothing tax at Manchester Designer Outlets.
And the prices are so good. I bought a shirt that was regularly $70, $75 for around $18. So you come down to Manchester, stay those 2 nights, make the savings on your clothing, and you've paid for your hotel and your meals.
Absolutely. And talking about meals, we have great restaurants. It's really a great place to come and spend a couple of days, and we really do welcome our Canadian customers with open arms. If they email me in advance that they're coming, I'll buy them a pizza and give them a coupon book.
Oh, that sounds great. And your stores blend right into the community. They look like they've been there for years, but they haven't. It's not like some architectural monstrosity in an industrial park. It makes it look like the traditional New England town.
Yes, it is. Well, we're actually in the town, and that's what makes one of the things that makes us different. People just don't get off a highway, go into a center, and leave again. This is a place where people can spend time. It's a beautiful town, and it has everything in it that you could want. Peace, beautiful, wonderful peace, knock on wood, and the way the world is today, what a great place to spend time.
Well, I just loved walking around, and what I like about the stores as well is that it's you and your husband, Ben. It's not some faceless REIT in a tower 1,000 miles away, your people deeply involved in your community.
Yes, absolutely. And right now we're doing something really fun. We're at Saratoga Raceway every Friday doing informal modeling at that big breakfast buffet they have every morning, while you can watch some of the most famous horses in the world get their workouts. And you can see our models walking around with our clothes and getting, you know, giving away coupon books and even $100 gift certificate. So if anybody's going to be around Saratoga on Friday, this Friday, next Thursday, whatever, we welcome them with open arms. But I hope that people plan to get here for sidewalk sales, because it's not just any sidewalk sales. It's sidewalk sales of the best brands in the world.
Yeah, what are some of the stores and selection of merchandise that you offer there at Manchester Outlets?
Oh, well, we have the Eileen, a beautiful Eileen Fisher outlet store. Women just love that brand because it's very comfortable and it's relatively affordable, especially for Canadians. And for the men, we have Brooks Brothers, J. Crew. We have, I can't even think now. I mean, we have Five Seasons and we have Vineyard Vines. I don't know if Canadians are familiar with Vineyard Vines, but they come from Nantucket, and it's really, really beautiful, cool, wonderful shorts and shirts and sweaters. And then we have a great big new Eddie Bauer outlet. I think maybe you were in there, weren't you?
Oh, yes. That had just opened up in your new building that just opened
yes,
up. You expanded
exactly.
The Marble Mill. And beautiful architecture. So bright. It's not, you're not walking again into a store where it's stacked up to the rafters and there may be one
Oh, no, no, no. No. And then of course, for the girls that like handbags, you know, all very close together, we have Kate Spade, Coach, and Michael Kors all together, you know, within 2 minutes of each other. And I know that Kate Spade actually just got a bunch of boxes in all ready to sell for the sidewalk sales. So I think if your listeners really want to have a great time, that would be a wonderful time to visit Manchester. August 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. And if they have any questions or want to let me know in advance that they're coming, just contact Lana, L-A-N-A, at ManchesterDesignerOutlets.com.
And you'll certainly look after them and give them a big, warm welcome. Now, tell us a little
bit. Absolutely.
How did the whole concept of the designer outlets come up and get evolved with you and your husband moving from New York to Manchester?
Well, we had bought a little house that we used to come to on weekends, and our neighbors up here in the country kept asking us, you know, when are you going to come up here? And Ben said, well, if I can find something to do. And just by chance, we happened to have been driving through New Jersey where we saw the first outlet center. We had never even heard of them, and Ben just looked at it and said, this is going to be the way of the future. And he went back up to Manchester. There was some kind of broken down old buildings, some, you know, buildings, the hardware store, and just nobody ever, you know, saw what he saw. He just looked at them and he saw the future. And he convinced, Polo was our first tenant, and they came to us and said, look, just give us a barn. And he said, no, you don't know this area. We're going to give you a beautiful store, and we want you to give us a beautiful store. And that's how the whole thing happened. And they opened up in 1983, and that was store number 9 for Polo. They now have 150 outlets.
So Ben really saw the potential of the town and was a visionary, and 30 years later, you know, it's still going strong, which is a true testament to the quality of the merchants and the quality of the whole town and the Vermont hospitality.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, Ben really, I mean, not because I'm married to him, but he was the first person in the industry that ever built beautiful buildings. Everyone who was in the industry at that time, and there weren't that many, were just kind of putting up these little factory-type stores, and he felt that if people are going to buy these beautiful houses up in Vermont and the ski houses and everything, why shouldn't they have the same kind of environment they're used to shopping in wherever they live? And that really was the beginning of, you know, the way outlets look today.
And it adds one more thing for people to do in the area, because people come, some people may want to shop, other people want to go hiking or cycling. There's just so much to do in the area in all four seasons. So, you know, we're looking at summertime now, but people come in the fall for the fall foliage. And then, of course, what better place to go and get some great prices on some Christmas shopping at the end of November,
yes,
beginning of December.
Yes, and in fact, that was sort of how we got introduced to Canada. One of the reporters for the Gazette just happened to be going through Manchester with his wife, and she stopped off and saw the stores. And as I said, for the Canadian customer with no sales tax, they were so thrilled that they gave us a big write-up, and that kind of launched us into Montreal, at least.
Yeah, so much to do and see in the area. Manchester Designer Outlets going 30 years strong. We've got maybe 30 seconds or so. What would you say is the most important thing that people can remember about the area?
That it's beautiful, that it's historic, that it's welcoming, and that they can have a total experience, not just a shopping experience. They could come with their husbands and their children and enjoy a lovely vacation.
Lana Hobbin, Lana at ManchesterDesignerOutlets.com. Thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World. A great place. I can certainly recommend it. Stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
to welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus in our southern studio, and talking about travel during the summertime. And joining us now, one of those great summertime activities, the State Fair, nothing better than the Iowa State Fair, our Midwest Bureau Chief here on the Travel World Radio Show, Cynthia Fodor from KCCI News Channel 8 in Des Moines. Welcome back to Travel World, Cynthia.
Hi, Stephen. How you doing?
Doing great. Doing great. You know, it's summertime, and summertime means the State Fair. And we first met at the Iowa State Fair, I guess it's 16 years ago. We've been to the State Fair a couple of times since then, and it is just a wonderful experience.
It is. I mean, everybody should put this on their to-do list or their bucket list. In fact, it is in the list of the book, A Thousand Things to Do Before You Die, is to go to the Iowa State Fair. And, I mean, it really is an experience. You've been there, you know. Don't you think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience at least?
Oh, yes. You've got to see it at least once. There's just so much to see and do on site, and it introduces you to the world of agriculture, the world of technology, and, of course, great food. You can eat your way around.
Oh, my gosh, the food. You know, now, I mean, even more so than you were there, they now have 70 items on a stick.
I don't think there's nothing they can't put on a stick.
Everything is fried on a stick. I mean, fried Oreos on a stick, pork chops on a stick, pickles. This year we have everything. It's kind of exciting every year to see what's going to be new in the food department, because they keep coming out with different items. And this year they have chicken fried bacon and chocolate-covered chunky bacon maple nuggets on a stick. So bacon seems to be a theme this summer.
Oh, I think it's a good theme to have, bacon.
Absolutely. And speaking of bacon, you know, it's also, I mean, just to go around and look at the livestock, I mean, how often do people ever really get up close with nature anymore? Or with live animals. And, I mean, we have the world's biggest boar, and I'm not talking B-O-R-E, B-O-A-R, and the world's largest cow, and just, I mean, it's around every corner is another sight that you just have a marvel at, and walk around with a smile on your face the entire day.
And, of course, every year there's always something maybe creepy or something scary to do. And, of course, you're always right in the thick of action with the snake or on a scary ride.
Oh, yeah, the snake. We do our broadcast at 5 live every day. And several years ago, this is on YouTube, and everybody should Google it because it's worth a laugh out loud. We had these snakes. They brought these 90-pound boa constrictors up on stage and put them around our necks on live television. And one of them, and that's also an exhibit called Snakes Alive, and you can go there and get pictures of yourself with these snakes wrapped around you. And one of them actually got in our weatherman's pants and crawled up his shorts and came out the other side. So it's one of the number one hits on YouTube ever, I think, because it is just the funniest thing you ever saw. But
and of course, that
yeah,
is a really
every kind of animal. Also, you know, petting zoos for the kids. I mean, if you have children, this is definitely a summer vacation they'll never forget.
Of course, that's not probably the first. This is probably the first time in real life that a weatherman or an anchorman was telling the truth about having a snake in his pants.
You are very funny. Yes, it is true. I mean, and he couldn't get it out, and it came out the other side of his shorts and was sticking out probably four feet, and it was hilarious. So I told him no snakes on the stage this year. But there is, you know, it's just entertainment nonstop and free entertainment. They have probably 5 or 6 different free entertainment stages where they have different bands playing. And then every night on the grandstand, you know, it's a major band, a country music band, Christian, rock. This year we have Daughtry, Lady Antebellum. Then there's always an oldies group, Foreigner and Styx are playing, the Turtles, and the Newsboys. And that's always fun, too, because you can sit in the grandstand and watch these wonderful concerts under the stars and see the double Ferris wheel all lit up in the background, because there's a wonderful midway as well, which the kids love, which is just all kinds of fun rides from the double Ferris wheel to the old-fashioned tilt-a-whirl, you know, to the Tunnel of Love.
There's a ride pretty well for someone of every age, and it goes right on right till the late night hours. So people are there like from like 10 in the morning till 10 at night. There's something all through the day with regards to entertainment and things to see and do.
Yeah, and as you walk around, as I said, you'll run into so many different entertaining things, places you can just sit and enjoy for as long as you'd like or keep moving. I mean, there are chainsaw artists. In the cultural building, they always have some unique exhibit. Like, I think this year it's going to be a huge sand sculpture, so you'll be able to watch somebody, an artist actually at work, forming that throughout the fair. You know, tiger shows. Then they have all these different entertainers that just walk around the fairgrounds, like a one-man band. And, I mean, so it really stimulates all senses all day long on every level. And, I mean, right now you can buy tickets at $8. And as you said, you can go in early morning, stay all night long. I mean, there is no better entertainment value for your buck.
Definitely the value. What is this year's slogan? I know every year they have a slogan for the fair. What are they using this year?
Hello?
Yes. What are they using for the slogan this year for the fair?
This year, it's Nothing Compares.
And
Nothing Compares to the Iowa State Fair. There was a movie made many years ago, the State Fair movie, where they say, you know, there's a song, Our State Fair is the Best State Fair. And also, you know, you mentioned technology. And, I mean, it's like part of the fair is stepping into history and stepping into the past. You can go to the Pioneer Barn and you see all of the, you know, antique tractors and antique farm equipment. And it's really all set up so beautifully and interestingly in that Pioneer Museum. And then they also have the technology exhibits as well. So, you know, they really have kept up with the times beautifully. It's not just an old-fashioned farm show. You know, they actually use wind turbines to provide electricity for the fair now. And you can learn all about that. And, you know, you can just, you know, they've got technology centers where you can go in and if you just want to take a break and use your laptop or whatever. And even a lot of the buildings are air-conditioned now.
Oh, I remember it was pretty warm walking around there some days, but that's, again, part of the atmosphere. And particularly at this, you know, in this era when a lot of kids don't really get that whole agricultural experience, you can come there and see the animals and participate and see what life was like years ago, but also modern agriculture, what a big industry it is, and a very important industry to all of North America.
You know, and that's true, too. And kids love climbing on these huge combines. I mean, they'll have like a $2 million combine on the other end of the fairgrounds where they have all the new equipment set up. And, you know, farming is a huge, big business. But the kids will just crawl into the tractor wheels and just have a great time crawling up into the seats. And, you know, for a lot of kids in our society, they don't even know where food comes from. You go to the store and you buy a box of cookies or whatever, but you never think about where it actually comes from. So it really is very educational as well. And the other thing I'd like to mention is Des Moines, Iowa, you know, if you come to the state fair, people don't know much about Iowa, but Des Moines is an incredible, vibrant city.
It very much is.
And there is just also so much to do and see.
So much to see and do.
For the family.
In Des Moines, Iowa, Cynthia Fodor from KCCI in Des Moines. Stay listening to Travel World. Thank you. telling us all about this year's Iowa State Fair. You can check it out on the internet, Iowa State Fair. Just Google it, or on YouTube, all the videos, Cynthia Fodor, all her reports from KCCI News Channel 8 in Des Moines. Thank you once again, Cynthia, for being part of Travel World Radio.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal. Your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And Segment 4 of Travel World Radio Show coming up to the top of the hour. Another great day here on Travel World as we explore and learn more about destinations near and far. And joining me in studio today for this segment is Sean Kovacs. He's a veteran cruiser, enjoys cruising, and is a family man, and is here to tell us a bit more about his recent trip aboard the Norwegian Breakaway, a 7-day itinerary to Bermuda out of New York City, which is becoming more and more a gateway for Caribbean and Bermuda cruises. After many years, it was a center for transatlantic cruises, declined a little bit, and then now back in the forefront as a total gateway for the Northeast market. Welcome to Travel World, Sean.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, tell us a bit more about your trip. It sounded like a fascinating experience.
Well, what we did is we took, as you said, a 7-day itinerary out of New York to Bermuda on the Breakaway, and we decided to do that because of the proximity to the ship. We didn't want to really fly with the kids, and it's for people that live in this area of the country, it's very practical because you don't have to worry about baggage weight, and you can, you know, take your time to travel down. We actually stopped over in Newburgh, New York on the way down. We actually went to go visit the Orange County Choppers World Headquarters, which is a bit of an interest of mine. And the following morning, got the kids up and into the truck we went, and stopped in at Woodbury Commons to do a little bit of shopping. And then from there, we got onto the ship. Big, beautiful ship. The prow of the ship is actually decorated with the Statue of Liberty. It's a very New York-themed type of ship. A lot of the restaurants and bars have access to the boardwalk, which is really nice. You can either eat inside or outside. Very well-appointed ship. A great, great kids program. And for a 7-day getaway to Bermuda, it's a no-brainer. Great value for the money and a lot of fun.
Now, for kids, what do they have activities ready for every age, or how do they differentiate and delineate what happens between the different age groups?
Well, they have what's called Splash Academy, and they have them divvied up by age group. So for the 3 to 6 year olds, they have a certain section, and then, you know, from 6 to 11, and then they have a teens club and all this. So, you know, for the younger kids, you sign them up, and they have counselors on board the ship, and they organize a complete day of activities for the kids. And for the older generation, for the older kids, they've got video game arcades, and they've got, you know, video games and lounges for the teenagers to go and hang out. So basically in the morning, you know, for mums and dads who want to get a break, you can turn your kids loose for the day and then just meet up with them at dinner time, and everyone gets to have their own definition of fun.
The parents can go and partake of the spa facilities and look around more the adult type.
Yes, ideas. The spa, for me, when I go on a ship, that's one of the first things I do is I go and I book my massage, and, you know, my wife will take care of the kids while I do that, and then she'll take her turn and go do her pedicure, manicure, and whatever else. The spa on board the ship is absolutely gorgeous. You can spend your entire day there. In fact, there was a lot of people on board that ship that I had met that would just, after breakfast, would go to the spa in the morning, come out for lunch, and go back until dinner time. It's just that great of a place. And for people who want to pay a little bit of a premium, they have what's on board called the Haven. And there you have exclusive access to an exclusive pool area, exclusive terrace, and exclusive access to certain areas of the spa. It's really, really great.
You really have to do some workout on board too, because again, the restaurants are great. There's a variety of restaurants, a variety of cuisines. It's not no longer just a concept, well, one dining room, and, you know, it's now a variety, and you can pick and choose and go through a whole different menu.
And, well, you see, and that's the magic of Norwegian Cruise Lines. Their whole thing is freestyle cruising. And what they mean by that is, it applies specifically to their dining. It applies to their dining, but the whole experience is freestyle. But when we talk about dining, freestyle dining means that you don't have to have an early seating. You don't have to have a late seating. You can go to any dining room that you want at any time, and they will find you a seat. And for people who don't necessarily like the constraints of having to have an early or late seating, it's great. And when you have kids, it's even that much easier to schedule your evening.
Also, sometimes when you're booking a month, 2 months, 3 months in advance, who knows what your how you'll feel that day or what activities you'd have taken part in that day. You may not know whether you want to go early or late.
So. Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. And in fact, if once the dinner times time out in the main dining rooms, they have Oshien's Pub and Grill on board, and there it's 24 hours. You can, if you want to have a steak sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning with a pint of beer, well, you can do that on board.
Very, very nice. And entertainment is another major selling factor of the cruise experience.
Absolutely. In fact, on the ship, they have Cirque Dreams Jungle Fantasy, and acrobatics. Thank you. I'm looking because my half of my brain works in French.
So it's just that much more charm because we're Montrealers.
Exactly. So they have jugglers and musicians. They have a jazz and blues club on board where I happen to spend every evening because I happen to be a guitar player of 25 years and blues is my thing.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah, it was great. And we had, there was this guy on board the ship, Charlie Love, and the Silky Smooth Band from Chicago. And he found out I was a guitar player, and he says, "Yeah, man, you got to come up and play." So I got up and played, and he says,
"Awesome."
Yeah, he says, "Now you're a part of my band for the rest of this cruise." So every night, and in fact, on YouTube, if you look up Charlie Love and the Silky Smooth Band featuring Sean Kovacs on guitar, you'll see me playing at Fat Cat. So it was a great experience.
Well, that truly would be.
We're going to have to link to that on our site. That's going to be cool.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It was really to have my playing validated by Chicago heavies like that was quite an experience.
We love our guitar players on Travel World, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And they also have an 80s night. It's called the Spice H2O Fireworks, and they actually launch fireworks off the top deck of the ship, which is actually quite an experience.
How many days do you spend in Bermuda before you turn around?
It's 3 days. It's 2.5 days there. They sit in port for 3 days, and more often than not, the people will do one of two things. Either they'll go to Horseshoe Bay, or they'll go shopping. With the kids, obviously, we went to the beach. That was the big thing. The first day was a bit of a failure because of the weather, because it was way, way, way too windy. And even our taxi driver said, he's like, the waves are going to bowl your kids over. So that was pretty much it. But Bermuda, in terms of destination, salmon pink sand, just a gorgeous destination, nice weather, and a very easy itinerary.
Yeah. So, and getting there, how rough was the water from going? Is everyone going to feel like seasick or anything?
I was told, actually, that the seas in the southern part of the North Atlantic can be a little bit rough. In fact, on our cruise, it was very, very smooth sailing. We had a little bit of rough seas going back the first day, but it didn't last for very long.
So we have about a minute left, and what would you say is your most memorable experience of this particular cruise?
Well, for me, it was Fat Cats, really, personally. I think for the kids, it was really the kids zone, the water slides. My son absolutely loved the water slide. He was up and down for an hour straight, just, you know, sliding down, going up, sliding down. It was watching the kids have fun. I think that was one of the highlights.
I'd be on the water slides all day long, too. I mean, I totally relate. So.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And to accommodate a family, how are the cabins?
Cabins are great. Of course, typically you're going to want to take a suite. Obviously, balconies are a little bit more preferable. The accommodations are spacious and comfortable. In terms of price point, I mean, you can run the gamut. I mean, it can go from, you can cruise from as little as $100 a day, and then it goes up from there depending on the stateroom, depending on the itinerary, depending on the time of year you travel. But in terms of accommodations, in terms of how well appointed the ship is, NCL really hit the nail on the head with the Breakaway.
Well, it sounds like a great cruise that you had on the Norwegian Breakaway from New York City to Bermuda. Sean Kovacs, thank you for joining us in studio today. And thank you all for joining us across America and around the world on the Travel World Radio Show. In coming weeks, we'll be talking about Via Rail transportation in the Montreal, Quebec City, Ottawa, Toronto, Windsor corridor, the Eaton Chelsea Hotel in downtown Toronto, and we'll be heading down to Cape Cod for the annual excursion. For Willem Backus, I'm Stephen Pickford. Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.